Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. You are now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. I got a special guest in the building, like for real in the building, y'all. We got a young shawty out here, you feel me? Doing big things, you feel me? We got J. Dot Shots up in this bitch. What's
most
up?
Most definitely. How you doing? I'm great.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you. Where you from?
I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. The hood I'm from out here is called Motor Road. On 34th, that's where I'm located at. That's where I grew up. That's why my playgrounds.
Okay, yeah. The east side or west side?
West side. Oh, okay. I'm a west side baby.
Oh, okay.
You don't rock with the east side.
I'm just trying. I was about to say.
Nah, the east side,
my friends.
We got love for them.
No, that's cool. I understand. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about, like, your music. Like, what got you into, like, rapping?
What got me into rapping was, I feel like my big brothers and them used to always rap when I was younger. Mm-hmm. My big brother and all his homies used to always rap. I ain't really take it serious then. Until, like, I don't know, I feel like somebody who I looked up to, you feel me, when he started rapping, he made it. His name was Kendrick Lamar. He made it. When he was younger, my family always listened to him when he was younger.
Oh, okay.
So when he made it, I just feel like I can make it.
Right.
When he first started off and he started really going crazy. I feel like if he could do it, I can do it.
That's what's up. So the Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You said it like we don't know who it is. He said his name was Kendrick Lamar. I'm like, Kendrick.
Yeah, his people came from Chicago. My people came from Chicago. So they just always originated collab together.
Shout out to Chi-Town, man. Yeah. My whole family from Chicago. My mama's side and daddy's side.
My whole family from Chicago.
Yeah.
My whole family.
Yeah, I love Chicago.
That's my second home.
Yeah. Do you feel like your style of music is more like Chicago sounding or what? Have you adapted to the new sound?
I feel like I got original sound. I don't feel like it's like a Chicago, Indianapolis. Because I don't feel like I sound like I'm from here. I feel like my sound is just like, it's just pure and it's just original.
Okay.
Not trying to be bragging on it. I'm in my humblest way, I just feel like it's original. Because I hear a lot of artists out here and I feel like they try to hang on to other artists' flows. They try to tap into their flows and they... how they vibe. I don't do none of that. I just go whatever I feel.
That's a fact. Yeah. Like, I go to a lot of the, like, Midwest mingles, and I always try to check out the new artists that's in the hood, and I go to the hood first.
All right.
And I'll be listening, you could tell. Like, I can always tell. I'm like, yep, he from Louisiana. Yeah. He from Chicago. He from here.
Right.
I can tell right then and there. Right. And, like, that same way. Like,
every time people hear my music, they're like, where you from, bro? I'm from here. And they're like, hell nah, you not from here. I'm from here.
How you get that? How did you get yourself to original sound?
I'm the old school music probably. I listen to a lot of old school music, and then a lot of new heads, they don't really listen to a lot of old school music, so they don't know they just be on that type of little Uzi flow and all that, or a young boy, they'll try to tap into somebody else and try to go into their roots.
Right.
And try to really create they self, you feel me, from an old school way.
So who old school to you?
Who old school me?
Yeah.
My parents. Okay. OGs. They always listen to the old schools.
So, like, name some old school artists.
Isley Brothers.
Okay, okay. I thought you was going to say somebody like 50 Cent. I was going to have to cut you out. Like, don't try to say we old, you know.
Come on now.
Don't try to say we old.
None of that. None of that.
Now, y'all got to remind y'all, like, he's so mature, but he ain't number 17. That's why I really, like, am excited about this interview. You're going to be going somewhere. You ain't number
Most
17
definitely.
Years old.
Most definitely. I done been on tour before. Yeah. Already, yeah.
Where you went on tour?
I went on tour on the East Coast. And we started off in New York, but I think we went to eight different states on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember all I know is we went to Bridgeport, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I think Massachusetts. We was in there in Brooklyn. Went to New York. We was all around that area. I know it was eight different states. It was back to back.
Yeah. How was it?
It was good. Yeah. Really was good. You know,
you getting used to it already.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. I don't like to sleep anyway, so it was good for mm-hmm. me to be on tour so I could be productive even more.
Right.
Most definitely.
So, like, what keeps you disciplined? What do you use to, like, keep yourself disciplined?
My struggle.
Okay.
The ways I grew up in it, and seeing other things that I can accomplish that always keep me disciplined. Mm-hmm. Seeing that it's another step to take, it always keep me disciplined.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that was gonna be my next question. Like, how important is discipline in your life? Like, how important is it?
It's definitely important. Yeah. Without self-discipline, you're gonna fall off. You're gonna bounce to the left, bounce to the right. You ain't gonna stay on your right path if you don't stay disciplined.
Yep.
You're gonna always be somebody that's right there that's gonna try to test you out and see if you can, you feel me, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to stay what you was trying to do from the jump.
Yeah. Now, I gotta ask you a question. So, by you being so young, you gonna blow up. Like, that's gonna happen. Yeah. You feel me? What are you planning on doing with your platform? Like, for your hood, for your community, like, for your race?
Really, it's a school that just shut down. It was called Northwest over there on my ghetto. I think they made it a middle school. I don't know, but I want that to be, like, how I went to a school called Imagine West. I want that to be something like that. Like, I want it to be an elementary school and a high school. I want it to be something bigger. I want it to still be other stuff in a community that ain't just, you feel me, just people just over there hanging out.
Right.
I want it to be different stuff they can go to, like, programs and stuff they can go to where they can, you feel me, we have to always be on the block. I always got to be, you feel me, trying to get into trouble because they ain't got nothing else to do.
Right. Do you something feel like that's a big issue right now?
Most definitely. Because when we was younger, my mom always tried to keep me and stuff, but all my homies and stuff, they ain't really had programs to be into.
Right.
It wasn't a lot of programs, so they was just always getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. That's how I always was.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's kind of how it was for me coming up to, you know, just living in different places. Like, shit, it's nothing to do, so what you gonna do? You gonna find you something to do, whether it's good or bad.
That's all it is.
Yeah. How do you feel like the artists of today, like, influence you anyway, or do they at all influence you anyway?
I feel like the main artists that influenced me, I think I got a top three.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lil Wayne. He a big influence.
Right.
Lil Wayne, J. Cole, and Kendrick. That's my three. You said why?
Why those three?
Cause I feel like they got something to say. They always had something to say.
You feel like Lil Wayne got something to say?
Nah, I'm talking about the old Lil Wayne. He always had something to say. But
like what? I'm a Wayne fan though.
You said like what?
Like what? What he say important?
Crazy.
He go off. He got bars.
But
he don't say
Lil
nothing
Wayne,
important.
That's true. He don't leave. But he always got bars. But the way he put his messages. Like if you heard all his old songs, he had a lot of messages in his songs.
Right.
You heard all of them old
songs. You gotta
song,
catch
still,
his phrases. Yeah. He slick with his shit.
Right. But
you gotta
listen. Really, I feel like J. Cole and Kendrick, the way they put their messages too, and how they give it to you,
mm-hmm.
and the stuff they say, it'd be way different from the new cats nowadays.
Right.
They ain't really got nothing much to say. They're gonna say the same thing in 10 different songs.
Yeah.
They next album, Kendrick and J. Cole, next album gonna be way different from their last album.
Right.
Everybody
right.
nowadays, they be having the same stuff, just in a newer album.
I feel like they albums is more like books.
Right.
Like therapeutic. It's like you listening to them, but you healing through them.
Right.
Each time, you know, so I rock with both of them the long way.
Yeah,
if y'all listening,
definitely.
Y'all, let me get an interview. J. Cole, Kendrick, like, I'm just putting
definitely.
This in the universe. You feel
most
me?
Definitely.
You believe in manifestation.
Manifestation?
Yeah.
I ain't never thought of it, but.
Yeah. Manifestation, you should believe. Well, I'm not going to tell you what you should believe in, but you should look into manifestation. That's pretty much like you putting it in the universe and you claiming, you taking it for yourself.
Yeah, I'm most definitely, I believe in that.
Yeah. I know you everything. Did. You know it's the new school generation. I know everything. You're a manifester.
Yeah, on everything. All that.
Yeah. So how are you on the spiritual level? Like, how important is spirituality to you?
Spirituality, I know, I can tell you this. I pray every time I go to sleep. I can't go to sleep without praying.
That's good.
I don't pray when I wake up, but I know for me to go to sleep, for me to snap into sleep mode, I gotta pray.
Yeah.
So I ain't never prayed a day since I was little.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. You gotta say spirituality, that's important. Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you some random shit. You know, this is what I do. All right. What kind of shows do you watch on Netflix, Hulu? What you watching right now?
I'm gonna keep it all the way 100 with you.
You don't watch
all
TV?
The way. I don't watch TV.
I knew you was gonna say watch that. TV. Why all artists say that?
I just feel like it'd be a waste of time.
Yeah.
But if I do, it might be a time I might have a female with me. We might chill up, watch a little movie. But I throw on something like Martin. Martin. So you feel me? I can laugh with her with. If I don't want to be all depressed and try to watch, we ain't doing none of that.
You definitely got an old soul sitting up here watching Martin. That's my shit though.
Martin, yeah.
Who your favorite on Martin?
Martin.
Yeah, Martin is the shit. Yeah, Martin funny than the mug. He funny as hell.
He got 1,000 characters, so he just hilarious.
So who your favorite comedian?
Who my favorite comedian? I don't know if I got a favorite comedian.
Shit, if I had to choose, it'd probably be Martin. Then Mike Epps or something.
I think Mike Epps.
Mike Epps is 100 with his shit.
Mike, and he from the city, so yeah.
Yeah.
Salute to him.
Yeah, you know, have you read his book?
No, I ain't read it.
Do you read?
Not often.
Okay.
Well, I want to start reading more, though.
Okay, well, check this out. I know it's kind of hard to be reading, especially when you're on the go all the time.
Right.
So I want you to download this app. It's called Libby.com.
Libby.com.
Libby.com. You got a library card?
Nah, I don't.
Go get you a library card, G. They free. Just go up there.
I feel like if I get a library card, I'm not going to go to the library. I'm going to keep it out.
You ain't even got to go no more. Just go that one time, get the card, so you can get all of these free audio books.
Okay.
Audio books is the wave. You listen to podcasts?
Here and there.
Man, look here, Young Bucks. I'm trying to keep you with the game. Like, that's how you find out all of the important things.
Right,
like,
right.
You gotta feed yourself. That's part of feeding. That's part of eating. And I know you're trying to eat the right way, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to drop some gems on you. Go ahead and download Libby.com, and then you can download Mike Epps' book, The Unsuccessful Thug. He talking about all the Indiana shit in there, and I'll rock with it, you know?
Because
I'm from Indiana first, okay?
I'm
Yeah, but let me keep on asking you random questions. All right, so you don't really watch TV. If you do, you're going to watch Martin.
All right.
So what do you do on your spare time? Like when you're not rapping and hustling, you know, doing your thing for music.
I'm kicking it. I'll be kicking it with the family and homies. We gonna find a play. We gonna do something. I'm always kicking it. If I'm not in the studio, no, but I'm always in the studio.
Yeah.
So if I'm not in the studio, we kicking it.
Yeah.
Feel me? Or I'm kicking it with my big brother, because my big brother just got out. So you feel me? I'll be kicking it with him a lot, because I want to keep him focused and keep him out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But if he do something, I want to be right there with him, just to make sure he stay alive and make sure he don't go back to jail.
Okay.
See.
So how you feel about, let's talk about incarceration. Like, I advocate for all of the inmates all the time. I got a lot of homies incarcerated. All
right.
Like, for a long time.
Hey, I got a lot of homies incarcerated too. A lot of homies.
How you feel about that? Like,
that's the main reason I make music, just for them, so they can hear what I gotta say. I know that's how they gonna hear what I gotta say, because they might I know they'll listen to my music on the outs, but they gonna really listen to it even more when they in there, because they ain't got nothing but time.
Right.
So they ain't, and it's now, it's a new app called like GTL Music.
Mm-hmm.
Put your music right on there. They ain't got no other choice but to listen to you. It's because they gonna show all they homies in there. Like, that's my cousin. That's my little homie. Check them out. Hey, they be rocking with me.
Yeah.
So they, you know, I got something to say. You know, when you go to jail, you get smarter. So your conscience get better. So I say something that, you feel me, that's smarter. So they like, this little nigga hard.
Right.
On everything. So yeah.
Why you think that is, though? Like, you know, people go to jail, they come out wiser.
Because they ain't got nothing but time to sit there and think what they did. They ain't got nothing but books to read. And you got to read something, because you either that or you're going to be looking at the wall for 23 hours.
Big facts.
You ain't going to be able to get out probably for an hour. So you got to look at the wall for 23 hours. So you either read a book or something.
So, like, with that being said, though, don't you think it's important, like, for us to do some of that out here?
It is.
See what I mean?
You're right.
Like, we got so many homies that's gone. Like, it's our obligation to make sure we're feeding our minds out here.
You right, but I feel like people feel like, I don't know, they just, they feel like since they free, they got more time to do a lot of things. Like, you wanna do other stuff. You don't really, I don't like to stay in the house too much. Because yeah. I just hate staying in the house.
Yeah.
I feel like I gotta be on the outs, like, doing something else.
Yeah, but do you feel free?
Yeah, I feel free.
You feel free? I don't feel free. I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like I'm working towards freedom. I feel like, because I'm not financially stable, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not where I want to be in my career. I still got homies that I could do things for. So, yeah. I'm still in the race. I'm in the maze.
I feel like if you have got locked up before, I don't feel like you free. Because I feel like they still got a hold of you.
Yeah.
Most definitely, I feel like they still got a hold of you. Because you got limitations to what you can do once you already got locked up.
Yeah.
You already got that same inmate number. If you do get locked back up, they already know you. They label you by that inmate number.
But I kind of feel like we like that now. Social security number, they tracking all the time.
Right.
Ain't none of us free. Mm. Only thing free is your mind.
Right.
So, you know, I ain't trying to get all philosophical.
I really go there with you on everything. I go there with you real quick.
Yeah, with you. I like to listen, you know, to the young bucks, you know, because y'all the future. Like, right. Yeah. I love the younger generation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, like, y'all come through, people be talking shit about the younger generation, but y'all got something that the generation before us did not have, which is heart. Y'all just need to apply that mind to the heart. Like, and what I mean by heart, like, these young folks, they'll take your ass out. And they ain't going to think about it. They ain't going to think about it. But the problem is, they need to think about it. It's okay to have that heart and have that mentality, but for the right things, like for the right battles. You feel me? Yep. Like, that's where, like, the consciousness come in. Because really, we all out here, we all in shackles and institutionalized one way or the other. You feel me?
On everything.
Yeah. So, like, what about school? How you feel about school?
How I feel about school?
Hold on a second. So how do you feel about school?
I feel like it's an important role in some people's lives. I don't think it's an important role in everybody's life. Okay. I don't think school meant for everybody. But I definitely want to go to college.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go to college right after high school.
Okay. That's cool. I feel that way. I mean, you know, like you said, it's for some. I also feel like we always stressing people to go to school, but not entrepreneurship.
All right.
What good is it made if you get a piece of paper with a degree if you don't know how to do a business?
Right. Some people, they go in there, they don't know what they doing. I feel like if you know what you're doing here, go to college. But if you don't know what you're doing, you basically just spending money just to spend money. You know, you feel me? You can learn stuff, but you ain't going to know what to put it to.
Right.
Because you just going there for no reason, but you going there not knowing what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know what you want to do, it's everything gravy.
So how do you feel like about high school? Like, how you feel about it? Do you feel like you really learned some shit from high school or, like...
I mean, not everything, because I ain't going to see it on the road. When I'm stopping at the stop sign, I ain't going to say 2 + 2. How you get past this? It ain't going to be saying all that. Nah.
Right.
I mean, but some stuff, it's how you probably maneuver through life. Hey, you got, even like in the hallways, it's probably a situation that's going to help you maneuver through life. So,
that was my next question. So, how you feel like, do you feel like you learn more from the streets or at school? Or I'll say in the world versus school.
In the world, most definitely.
The world.
Yeah, most definitely.
What do you feel like has impacted you most in the world, like on how you maneuver?
Death.
Yep. Is that always on your mind?
Always.
Yeah,
I'll never leave my mind.
Right. You feel like you got so many people after you, like.
I don't feel like I got so many people after you, but. I know it's people after me, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, so I just like to ask that from young black men, because you know what? Y'all go through a lot we don't recognize sometimes, you know? Yeah. Especially your generation, you know? It's hard for y'all. Yeah. It's hard for y'all. Some things...
It ain't nothing I can't handle. I can handle anything.
Of course.
Well, definitely.
Of course, but you know, you're still a young man. And young men still have feelings and have things that they go through, too, that we just don't recognize.
Yeah.
You know? You got any kids?
Nah, I ain't got no
good
kids.
Good for you.
No
good
kids.
For you, young man. Good
no
for
kids.
You.
No kids on the way. No kids at all.
I got to ask, you know? So do you want kids in the future?
I most definitely.
Yeah.
I do, but then again, I don't. Because the way this generation set up. So right now, it's crazy. Like, they all on social media, so they just, I don't want my daughter to be trying to look at, you feel me, 17-year-olds on social media, because she going to be feeling like she grown. She going to feel like she can do that. She don't want to twerk and stuff. Yeah. Nah, you ain't doing none of that. Sit down somewhere.
Yeah.
None of that. I don't even want you to have a phone and all that, but it's so corrupted now, because I know it was corrupted when I was growing up. I'm trying to get on Facebook and stuff. I had to be a certain age to get on Facebook. So I know, now it was way harder to get on social media back then, because it wasn't really phones that you could just tap into. You had to get on your computer and really log into MySpace. You feel me? Yep. Now you can have it on your phone. You get an iPhone. You get your daughter an iPhone, son an iPhone. He can sneak, you feel me, and get an Instagram.
Yep, Snapchat,
any of that. They on there doing all type of stuff. It's, you feel me? It be porn and stuff all on social media.
Mm-hmm. My next question. See, boy, you good. Got to talk about social media. How you feel about social media?
Like, it's a big time waster if you don't know how to put it to use.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that. Pros and cons.
Yeah, that's definitely that pros and cons. That's the reason I only be on social media to promote my music.
Right.
Like, I don't promote anything else on social media no more. When I was younger, I get on there for the females, you feel me? Snap it up with some females. You cute. Well, but now I'm on there. I'm on there trying to promote all my music. So if you really rock with me, you feel me? I feel like all my followers, if they on there, they really rock with me, because I know they ain't. I ain't gonna just have my face on there for no reason no more. You're gonna see my music. You're gonna see me on stage. You're gonna see me on a plane, because I'm going somewhere right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like I use it to my advancement, like for real. Like everything I do.
It's part of your business.
Yeah, it's part of my business.
That's right. Yeah.
Everything.
I feel like social media is powerful, you know.
It's very powerful. It can change the way you think.
It changes the way you think, the way you connect with people, the way you network.
And that's one thing I want to talk about. Social media be making people weird nowadays. Like, y'all can say everything on social media. You get in person, they got their head in their lap.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you acting so weird?
Mm-hmm.
And they just so used to being on social media, they don't know what to say next because they so scared.
Yep.
They don't know how to communicate no more because they so busy looking at the phone scrolling.
Yep.
You trying to think like, why is she acting so weird?
Mm-hmm.
I went through that a lot, and then after that, I go back and I post something on social media. This hard. You could have talked about my music when I was in front of you. You could have talked about this, talked about that, but you got your head in your lap saying two words to me.
Right. Right.
Come on now, get out of here with
that. I mean, you know, it's a lot of clout chasing. You know, yeah, I tell people this all the time. People be forgetting that in social media, I'm going to see you at Kroger's.
All right.
I'm going to see you.
All right.
And I'm going to approach you.
All right.
And I'm going to remember what you said on social media.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
it's most definitely that.
But sometimes, too, even with that, like, I feel like even social media influences the way people maneuver in real life,
right?
Because now they got to keep up this image they had on social media. Uh-huh. They didn't have everybody thinking they this person on social media, so now when you meet them in real life, they got to keep up this persona they put on social media.
Right.
That's what's whack. Yeah. I wonder what the world gonna do when the internet shut down, because it's coming.
You think so?
Yeah, it's gonna shut down periodically.
Hopefully,
they're already testing it out.
Hopefully, you know? When it shut down, I'm already a millionaire, so I ain't gotta worry about none of that. And all my people straight.
Look at.
Yeah.
We made a way before social media.
Yeah.
We gonna make a way after social media. That's what black
people
do.
My brothers and them got the ways already right now. So if it shut off, we taking another route.
We gonna get walkie talkies.
We taking another route. You hear me?
Walkie talkies, radios. We gonna do the telegrams. We gonna be back doing it like how we've always done it. Like, black people have always connected. Like, some type of way we made connections.
If I don't do it with the music, I might do acting.
Yeah.
I might want to be like, you feel me, how 50 Cent and I don't was.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you more about that. So, like, in the industry, you said your goal is either music or acting. Okay. Why?
Why those two? So I can give you another light of what I can do. I feel like I can, because I can definitely tune into the way I'm feeling, tune into some emotions, and I can act. My family always had me into stuff. I always been a character.
Right.
So my peoples came around, I'm always acting, trying to put on, make somebody laugh, trying to do something. So I feel like I can tune into that a lot and really either make you laugh or feel what I'm saying.
Okay. I see that. I'm not saying that you couldn't. I see it
everything.
In you.
Yeah.
I thought you were way older, first of all, than 17. I'm still in amazement that he's only 17.
My last shorty just told me, she was like, I thought you was like 20.
I thought you was about 22, 23. At the minimum, you was 17 years old.
17.
Shout-outs to him. Like, y'all remember Jay Shotta. Jay Dot Shotta. Like, y'all remember him. Because you're only 17 years old,
17.
And just this conversation
and that's the
that
way
I'm having with you is, like, mature, like, an adult. You know, like... This ain't like no teenager, and I ain't trying to like son you or none of that. Like, It's like I'm talking to a young adult here, like a 23-24-year-old. You know, that's good. So now I gotta ask you too. How do you feel about entrepreneurship?
How do I feel about entrepreneurship?
Yeah. Have you started educating yourself about that?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. That's why I want to have my own business, just to put that out there. So once like even when I'm doing music, I still want to have like my own business on the side, like how what's his name, Nick Cannon. He got a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
And he didn't did music. He don't probably he do got it like networks, that. Right. He got a lot businesses, of networks, all type of stuff.
Yeah. Nick Cannon is the boy, but see, he been doing this since what?
Since he was a shorty.
Like five. Yeah, you know, he was a Nickelodeon kid. You know. Yeah. Shout out to Nick Cannon, though.
Yeah, shout out.
Nick Cannon, if you're listening, look here. I ain't no wildin' out type motherfucker, but if you need somebody to host, the interview,
out the gate.
You feel me? I'll let you, girl. You need somebody to get them numbers together.
Look. Yeah, I'll let her.
You feel me?
She there with it.
Yeah, stop playing with me. Shit, I'm trying to put the hood on, too.
You feel me? We trying to put all of us on.
I got inmates depending on me.
You hear me? You hear me?
And that's no cap. Yeah. So, yeah, like, I want you, when you leave today, get you some e-books. Some e-books. And I'm sending you a link. I'm sending you a link to that Libby.com.
Check it out.
And I'm going to inbox you on the DM. Like, hey, did you get you some of them audio books?
Give me a week.
Okay.
Give me a week.
Listen Maybe to two. Some Money Podcast. Tim Ramsey. Is that his name, Tim Ramsey? No, Dave Ramsey. Sorry.
Dave Ramsey.
He show you how to get them monies all the way together.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, talking Dave about money, Ramsey. I'm with all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to send you some podcast links. I got a list. I got a list somewhere over here, and I'm going to send you different links. You know, because you young man, you got everything you need to be a millionaire.
Most definitely.
Everything. Have you wrote that plan out already?
I have not wrote the plan.
You doing that today.
I'm doing
when
that
tonight.
When
you leave today, you breaking that shit down into pieces. Every young black entrepreneur should have their first 5-year or 1 to 5 year plan.
I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, but I always got it on the back of my mind. Like,
okay,
soon I get this amount of money, I'm gonna throw it to my brother, because I know my brother, he gonna probably do something with his trucking company.
Yep.
So he gonna
That's
have
good.
A trucking company. So once he do that, I know, and my pop do that too. So
That's
I'm
good.
Gonna just throw it to I'm gonna throw like some racks to them, so get them jumped off, and then they gonna have a fleet of trucks. It's like I got a plan, but then again, they really wrote out a lot of my stuff be in my head.
But you do got a plan. You ain't number 17, so that's more than most.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah. But of course, I'm gonna push you, because that's what we supposed to do, push our brothers. You
right.
feel me?
Most
we
definitely.
Supposed to push our brothers, especially young ones like you. You feel me? You got everything you need to win. I'm rooting for you, like for real. No capping, no fake
cap.
Shit. All genuine. Like I'm definitely rooting for you. Yeah. Gotta
Salute.
Ask you some old random fucking questions though.
Excellent.
What's your favorite food?
Chicken, most definitely.
Chicken.
Buffalo wings. If you ask my people's.
Buffalo
if
Wild
you,
Wings?
If, most definitely. Nah, I mean, it, Buffalo Wild Wings cool. It ain't like how it used to be back then, but
yeah.
If you ask all my people's, I can go to Beverly Hills right now. We go to a restaurant, they ask me what I want. I'm going to say some chicken tenders, chicken wings, or something like that.
Yeah.
It can be caviar. They having all that fancy stuff. I'm going to look at you with Tardy and ask me, I want some chicken wings.
Period.
I don't want none of that.
Yeah,
I'm from the hood. I ain't trying none of that.
Hot sauce or ketchup.
Throw some seasoning, salt, all type of that on there.
I know that's right.
And I need my sauce hot. All that. I need
yeah,
my
me
sauce
too.
Hot.
Hot sauce. Nothing but hot sauce. If it ain't red, it's dead.
Feel
I don't
me.
Want it.
None of that.
Yeah. Okay.
None of that.
All right. So Harold's.
Harold's. Already. You don't even ask me nothing else. It's Harold's. All right.
So damn. No JJ's.
Nope. Harold's.
Dang. No Jordans.
Jordans be. They man. I mean,
smacking,
Jordans here. So you feel me?
Yeah.
So that's all I'm eating here.
Okay. So
you feel me,
Jordan's,
yeah, but if we no if we back in the rack, you feel me, or we slide by Gary, it's definitely Harold's.
Yeah, Harold's do be look here.
It be smacking.
Give me that 6-piece
you
with the
fries.
It
be smacking, then the bread
mystic.
Be other there, so you
yeah.
really throw the bread away. Man, come on now.
Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah, I gotta give you some of that Harold's. Yeah, be popping. Yeah.
Come on now.
All right. Do you eat pork?
Pork. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't not eat it like that. If my dude's cooking, I'm definitely gonna go down there, you feel me, and smack and eat some pork. But I don't think she cooked it in a long time.
You know, a lot of black people stopping to eating. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So happy. You know, that, we'll talk about that another day. I ain't gonna pressure you on that today.
Right.
You know, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
You feel
yeah.
me? We'll do that another day.
Right.
So what else you wanna like tell everybody to listen to? I know you got a show coming up.
All right.
On
Sunday, yeah.
At the Citadel.
Mm-hmm, most
I'm
definitely.
Gonna try to pop up and pop out.
All right.
You feel me? Try to bring some homies with me, so we can
most
be
definitely.
In there like some cheerleaders. You feel me?
I'm definitely gonna put on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Gonna put on the show.
What songs you doing? So I can study them and know the words.
I'm going to do My Life, My Movie.
All right. My Life, My Movie. And what else?
I'm going to do Ghetto Gospel.
Okay. And you know what? I love Ghetto Gospel on some real shit. I almost wrote a book called Ghetto Gospel. Yep.
Definitely.
And then I said I was going to change it to the Ghetto Korean. But we ain't going to talk about that. That's another day, another topic.
You know who influenced that song?
Who?
Tupac.
I knew you was going to say that.
Yeah,
how you feel definitely. About my daddy? How you feel about Tupac?
That's your daddy?
Yeah, that's my father.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he slept with my mother back in the day. He don't remember, though.
He was. I know he was a player. He don't remember.
Let me stop.
I'm already knowing.
No, but I love Tupac. How you feel about Pac, man?
He definitely was an influence on a lot of people.
He's still influenced on me to this day. His activism, his rawness, his intelligence. Yeah. Like, the man just was a real motherfucker.
I feel like if I can make it out, I definitely want to be a black activist. Even though my brother in jail would tell me I'm not black. He'd say, I forgot what he'd say, I am. He'd say, we not black. He'd say,
Hebrew Israelites.
Something like, yeah. He'd say, black mean death. And that mean you owned by somebody. And white mean power. I forgot what it is. If I could read it, I'll read it to you. But he'll tell me, bro, don't quit calling yourself black. You're not African American. None of that. How can you be African and American? He'll break it all the way down.
I get it. You feel me? I get it because I definitely study heavily into. I studied and rocked with Israelites for a long time. I still do feel like we are from the seed of Israel. The documents prove it. The way that the Atlantic slave trade prove it. Like, the way that African Americans treated all over the world compared to everybody else, like, it's very apparent that it's something special about us that everybody don't want to tell us about.
And that's why in school they ain't telling you, but that's why they only give us 1 month to talk about black people.
Yep.
They ain't giving the whole 12 months white people and black. These people and that people, they ain't giving you all. They give you 1 month to talk about the shortest month in the year.
Yep. And then tell you the same leaders over and over.
After, they don't tell you about new. My mama just put me on game about somebody else I can't remember, but every time she come to me, it'd be a new black person that nobody talked about though.
Look here, that's all I do all day, every day, is study about our damn people all day, every day. Like, I'll pull the shit out. Y'all got to make sure y'all tuning in February. This is a book. It got all type of people in there, our leaders. Mm-hmm. And then I got this other book. I ordered it. It's like $60. It's called The Black Book.
Mm-hmm.
It got so much of our fucking history in there. Like,
Did you know that Barack Obama wasn't the first black president?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The first one was on back in the $2 bill. You see?
Right, the only reason they ain't labeled him the first black president because I think he ain't signed a tuition or it was something like that. He ain't signed something or somebody died and he had went into office and played the role of as being a president, but they ain't make him officially the president, I guess, because he ain't signed some papers or he wasn't on papers or something like that, but he was the first black president.
It was eight of them before.
Eight black presidents. It probably was.
George Washington.
I bet like in 200 years they would probably say Barack Obama was white.
Yeah, and you know that's why it kind of made him that color where he could pass off. Cause see, they was doing that a lot back in the day. Like they said, Babe Ruth. They say Babe Ruth was mulatto. They say Babe Ruth was mulatto, and he for years tricked people. You know, and they raised him like he wasn't, but they said Babe Ruth was mulatto. Like a lot of them back in the day, you know, because like my granny and them, you know, was real, real fair skinned like that, you know. They was doing so much stuff back in the day, people just wasn't telling the truth. And so I be really like into like all about history, our culture, our heritage, because they be trying to make sense like a long, long time ago, right? Let's just do some math real quick, and then I'll get off the subject, because I could go all day about this shit.
I go with you.
I love this young man. Like, for real. All right. So, check this out. They like slavery. It was a long time ago, right? When slavery in? You remember?
Was it slavery? I think it was the 60s or 70s.
1865.
Yeah. I was right there.
Remember, y'all just know Juneteenth just went past, right? Juneteenth went past, and I seen somebody make a post and said that, niggas, y'all up here celebrating Juneteenth, and y'all don't know that them niggas was just stupid. They didn't know that slavery was over type shit. Like, nah, that's not what it was, bro. All right, slavery ended really officially, I think, like 1863, but the war was still going on. So when the war was still going on, you know, a lot of the slaves didn't get the word that slavery was over. However, even though they ended slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation, they didn't make slavery illegal. They just said, okay, slavery is done with. It's abolished. But they didn't make it a criminal crime. Like, they didn't make it a punishable crime until they created the 13th Amendment. Once the 13th Amendment came, they was like, okay, now it's a punishable crime. So what they do, once them slaves became free, they locked them all up, because 13th Amendment means you're not a slave anymore unless you get a crime. Once you get a crime and you go to jail, now you're a slave. Right, so that's slavery is again.
That's why people say you still can be a slave once you incarcerated. You a slave.
Yeah, that's the 13th Amendment. Yeah. That's the law to say that. Yeah. You know, it's a documentary on Netflix right now. Break that shit all the way down. Mm-hmm. You know. And so people be like, you know, seeing all this stuff. So, okay, that ended then. But it officially didn't go full into effect till, we'll say, 1900. That was about 119 years ago, all right? We'll say that. What we had after that? We had segregation. Mm-hmm. Segregation didn't end until when?
1960s or 50s.
1968.
1960s, y'all.
You feel me? 1968. My mama was born in 70. They were still lynching niggas in 70, 1970. It didn't officially end till the damn 70s. You feel me? So, all right, let's rewind that shit. So we had slavery, then we had bogus ass segregation with the Jim Crow laws. Then they ended Jim Crow law, then they added the black laws, like the black codes, you feel me? Yeah. So the black codes had all of these codes, like where they could lock niggas up for doing this and this and that, make them back slaves, you know, 13th Amendment. That shit didn't end really and truly till the 70s. If I go to a nursing home right now, I take my mama to a nursing home, they be like, how old is your mama? I'm like, oh, my mama, she 49 years old. Oh, she's still a baby. Y'all say my mama's still a baby, but then y'all say segregation was a long time ago? How the fuck is that the same? Like, yeah. Like, how can y'all say? And then this is nothing too. So, like, natural hair. Now everybody is natural. It's beautiful. It's just a beautiful movement. I just love seeing everybody with the nappiest hair and kinks, and I just love it, you know? Before then, right, they were saying we was wearing perms because we hated ourselves. No, a lot of it was because we didn't have any hair care products that was dedicated towards our type of hair.
Yeah.
We didn't understand how to do our hair. Yeah. Now that they see this natural movement, right, now all of these hair care companies, Pantene and them, want to have one for color people. Yeah. Where the fuck was this energy at? Like, 10 years ago.
They see it's a way to make money.
So it's a way to make money. Rainbow too. Like now, Rainbow got, I got the shirt with the afro. And I bought some too because I was in a hurry one day. Look, I was in a hurry. I normally order my shit from my cousin. She got a t-shirt company called Wake Up Rise. And it's all of that woke shit, you know. So I normally get them from her, but I was in a rush. I had to go do something. I was like, let me just go to Rainbow real quick. You know, niggas go to Rainbow. It's cheap. Going to Rainbow, they had melanin this, black queens, black educated, beautiful, black, all of this. I said, where the fuck was this energy 10 years ago? Now y'all seeing black entrepreneurs selling their gear because we almost like back to that. Like, everybody know to at an alarming way. This is why I push people into entrepreneurship. This is why I go so hard at entrepreneurship. If you write your plan down, you can legit be a millionaire in a year. Legit be a millionaire in a fucking year, and I'm working on that shit right fucking now. If you just really be like you in the trap, and you do it just like you selling crack, just like you selling drugs, you be a millionaire in a year. They know that shit. Now at all of these jobs, right, black people, everybody got a side hustle, an entrepreneur job, or something they got going on with their lives. Everybody, like, it's just a beautiful time to be black because you just see so many black people. Oh yeah, I got a business. Oh sis, you got a business. Oh yeah, brother, you got a business. Oh well, let me buy something from you. They saying we don't support each other. That's bullshit. I be out here in the streets, like seeing people, connecting with people. We all be like breaking bread with each other, you know. I be going to work though. These white people, they ain't really in entrepreneurship like that no more.
They look at you like you crazy. And they feel threatened.
They do. So guess what they do? They get you fired. Because they see, hey, look, I'm going to just keep it all the way funky with y'all. I just got fired a couple weeks ago, so I've been out here just grinding. You feel me? I get fired all the time. I only been in Indianapolis a year and a half. Shit, I done had 12 jobs. This is how you know, like, the importance. Like, yeah. Keep doing your music. Keep getting this money. Keep you a plan. Keep reading. Keep understanding your heritage. Yes, yeah, stay focused. Keep these all these homies, and I ain't shading nobody because I know you probably got some real solid ones around you, but yeah. Just keep it real. No matter how solid an individual is around you, some of these friendships is built on trauma. You might have a motherfucker that been your friend since kindergarten, and y'all been through hella shit together. Y'all been mobbing together. Y'all done damn near went to jail together or have went to jail together. Y'all done beat up the whole city. The moment you start shifting your mind to, like, being focused, when they see that they ain't fitting in that with you, let them go. And you got to be okay with that. Your dream got to be more important than that. And I'm not saying that you got that going everything. On in your life. Yeah, but that's just big facts, because if I would have known that, it wouldn't have hurt me that bad. I had found out the hard way that that's what happens.
I feel that, because some of your homeboys, they ain't got no route. So they just they not focused like that. Yeah. So they still on the same stuff all the time. Still trying to hit licks. Still trying to be, you feel me, out with the gang all night. You can't be doing that because you're going to keep going back to jail.
With you. So that's another thing, too. Like, all that chilling, be careful how you chill. Yeah. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now you at a point where you are goal-oriented. You are focused. Like, you are a very bright individual, and I love the way you move and the way you convey yourself. You convey yourself like a man, but you got to move like one at all times. And sometimes that means you got to walk alone. Men walk on their own, 2 feet, 10 toes down, where they got to get away from
motherfuckers. That's how I feel. I feel like I'll be walking alone now, because most of my homies either dead or in jail. Yeah. Like, my main man is locked up for a murder right now. That's the main person I was always with almost every day. Yeah. Now he locked up. It's like, I feel like it's just me, because all my other big homies or brothers, they all locked up, but I wasn't with them all the time. Like, I was with bro. Yep. So now I feel like he gone. Now I really got to stay focused. I feel like I got to go harder even for him. Because we was on the same pad.
Yeah.
He was finna get, they was talking about signing him to, not to Interscope, but Sony. Mm. He was finna get signed to Sony. He was messing with the Migos. He was doing a lot of stuff with Coach K, all type of stuff. He was just finna get, they wanted to sign him too.
Yeah.
What's they, Quality Control? Yeah, they was rocking him.
Oh, man.
He was in the studio with all sitting
up. I love Quality Control. I like how they move as a unit. Yeah. Like, I like them.
And that's his type of style, his type of vibe. So they was really rocking with him.
Yeah.
You know, just being back in the streets. He definitely gonna be back. Yeah, he's definitely gonna be back. He's definitely beating that.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying that soon as you take your mind off of what you got headed, you gon'
mess up. And you so young, you got so much ahead of you. Just keep moving how you moving. You know, keep moving how you moving, and remember to keep that at your priority. So everything that you do, you gotta feed that. The way you read, the way you spend your time, the type of shows you watch, the way that you rap, everything. Like, you gotta live and breathe this shit, because you got it, Joe. You got it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Salute. Let me turn this off, because I'll just keep on going. Look, y'all. Y'all better check out my boy, J.Shotsofmusic, okay? Y'all, don't miss this motherfucking jet. Y'all better listen to J.Shotsofmusic on all streaming platforms. That's iTunes. That's Spotify. Tidal. That's Google Podcasts. Google Play Music.
Tidal. All that. Yeah. All streaming platforms. YouTube, SoundCloud. Yeah. Me. I'm there with you.
Tell them your IG, too.
My IG is Shotta Suave, SHOTTASUAVE, Shotta Suave.
And all his information going to be in the description of this episode, too, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all check out this youngin'. Like, don't miss this jet.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's Shotta.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Queen Quamo podcast. I want you guys to do me a favor. Go to my website, queenquamo.com. Make sure you're subscribed. Also, check out the new features on my website. Couple of new things going on. We got hair care products, t-shirts, journals. Now we got the self-help theorem. So if you're trying to get some information about podcasting, want to know more about my hair care products, you could go to that self-help forum and get what you need. So that, again, go to queenquamo.com.